it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Okay, Claire and Lindsay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
If you've been listening at this time every day, you're probably caught up on the story. But if you're new to it.
Yeah. Claire is a mother who called us concerned because she basically said her daughter was missing. Mm-hmm. She knows that her daughter goes to UGA. She knew that UGA was having spring break. And it was actually Claire's other daughter, her younger daughter, that put two and two together because she went on Facebook and realized that Lindsay was actually on spring break. What bothered Claire was the fact that Lindsay didn't tell her because they're best friends, supposedly.
Hi, this is Lindsay Mark. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going. And I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
That was the voicemail message that Lindsay left here at the radio station last week, talking to mom and mom Claire and the sister who filled in mom on where she was.
Right.
Mama was still not happy.
And the coolest part of that conversation was at the beginning where she says, I ain't going to get up early to talk to you, but Monday, be glad to fill you in. Well, guess what day it is?
Well, yeah, and the thing is that when we talked to Claire, I mean, like I said, Claire was saying we're tight, we're close. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she didn't even call to let me know that she's doing anything, and we just... I don't know. I started getting the sense that she was a little bit of a helicopter mom with Lindsay, who's a sophomore in college. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see right now with Lindsay if that's the truth.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
You sound frustrated.
Are you suntanned and relaxed?
Yeah, I am suntanned and relaxed.
And
but back in class now.
And how was your spring break?
It was great. It was really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
Yeah. We went to Panama City in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, did spring break stuff.
So let's go, you know, let's dive right in. Let's talk about your mom and your relationship and the frustration you had last week at the fact that she was desperately, seemingly, trying to find you.
Yeah, well, I went down to spring break, and I didn't tell my mom. Just because, you know, she's really overprotective, and she would have just made everything so much more complicated than it had to be. And I just, you know, I just wanted to go away and just have fun with my friends and just not deal with all of her drama and, you know, and just her asking so many questions of where I'm going and what I'm doing and, you know, where I'm staying and giving all my friends a third degree. And, you know, so she got a little upset because, you know, she's used to talking to me three or four times a week, and she couldn't get a hold of me all week because I just let my phone keep going to voicemail. And, I mean, I called her when I got back and left her a voicemail. I haven't talked to her yet, but I just got back yesterday, and I left her a message, so she knows that I'm fine. And, you know, I had a good time. We, you know, we went and partied and did stuff we're supposed to do.
What would it have been like if you told her what you were doing and where you were going?
It would have been just so much drama of her, you know, doing, like, background research on, you know, background check on my hotel where I was staying. I mean, I didn't stay at a hotel. A friend of mine has a house down there, and we stayed at a friend's house, and she would have just, you know, wanted to, like, interview all of my friends about what are the accommodations like, and where are you guys going to be going, and hanging out, and who with, and, you know, how many hours are you going to be spending on the beach, and are you all going to be, you know, remember to apply sunblock, you know, every hour on the hour before you go into the water, and make you wait 20 minutes before you go into the water, you know, if you're going to eat something. And, you know, are you guys going to be drinking? And, yes, we did. We got, you know, we drank. We were underage, but we, of course, that's what you do on spring break. But we were responsible, and everybody was fine.
Well, you know, because, Lindsay, we had a lot of parents, because I think that explaining the details of what you open up with Claire, you know, like you said, if you had told her, because we had a lot of parents who said, and I was included, if I was a parent, that I would at least want to know, you know, that you were going and then you got there safe. But then I would leave it at that. Like, right. I would not want updates. I don't need updates. You're a you're a grown woman. But we had a lot of parents that were upset with you because you just didn't tell her at all and allowed her to worry because you had disappeared. And what do you say to them about that?
Well, I mean, that's fair that, you know, I guess if my mom were not so high strung and I had that kind of relationship with her that I could just, she trusted me enough to just say, okay, you know, you're going to go to spring break. I know you're going to friends and they're good people. Just call me when you get there and that'll be that. That would be, of course, I would, you know, gladly do that. But my mom is just so overprotective that she just is so much in my business. I mean, she talks to me 3 or 4 times a week to see what I'm doing, and she really, you know, always needs to check up on me and see how I am. And so, you know, if she were a little more relaxed like that and trusted me more that I was an adult, it wouldn't even be an issue. But it's just really the fact that she is so overprotective that I just, you know, I just needed to get up and go.
Does she still pay your bills?
I knew that, you know, she
could keep track of me. Hey, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Does she still pay your bills? Your mom?
She does.
Like all of them? Like even this for the trip?
No, I mean, for the trip I paid for that myself.
Okay, but for your college...
Because I do think that changes things.
It does a little bit.
She was paying for the trip.
Hey, Angel, you're on with Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay. This is Angel. I just had to say, this is one of the few times in my life I wanted to call into a radio station, and I hope you all have a 5-second delay in case my head pops off my body. I am almost a 40-year-old grown woman and married. I would never leave town without telling my mother. Everybody's mama is crazy. It is what it is.
No.
I mean, I'm sure Lacey Peterson probably is glad she was talking to her mama when her husband killed her.
Okay.
You don't just leave town, and you didn't pay for your trip. The only reason you could pay for your trip is because your mother paid your tuition, and you are ungrateful. I cannot believe you left. My mother would have had a SWAT team in Florida looking for me.
I see what you're saying, but I also know, I have known in the past, mothers like Lindsay's. And I've had friends who's had mothers that are just, it is consistent. It is almost as if their children just cannot breathe for a moment because mama is right there.
You're being interrogated.
Like you have to call, you know, and it just, and I kind of am a little sympathetic to Lindsay. I mean, I don't agree that you didn't just tell her at all. And I don't agree that you should ever let your parent know that you're gone, you know, and worry them. But I can see why she was hesitant to do it because Claire would not have left her alone the whole time.
Hey, Sean, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
What's going on?
I think she is being over dramatic. No one asked. I'm a parent myself, and all I would ask was who she was going with, where she was staying at, just in case there's an emergency, I can get a hold of her, and make sure to call me when you got down there.
But that does not sound like
I don't think that's
her mom
Claire.
At all.
But the vibe that we got from Claire, like I see both sides of it. I get it. But, I mean, the vibe that Lindsay... What Lindsay's saying combined with Claire's conversations with us, there would have been a lot of interaction.
Yeah. I mean,
so I think
the right thing is somewhere in the middle.
Agreed.
Hey, Emily might be saying the same thing. Hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I've been following this for the past couple of days, and I agree with Lindsay, but I agree with her mom as well. I just think that Lindsay needs to be a little more respectful to her mom, especially if she's paying bills and letting her know that she's down there. I mean, and, you know, just say, Mom, I don't want to answer all these questions, but this is where I'm going, and, you know, I'll check in every couple of days. When I was in college, I talked to my mom every day, not just because of what I was doing, but just to say, hey, I'm okay. I mean, they still worry about us. And I'm 24. I still live at home. I still answer to my parents, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They care about me, and they just want to know that I'm okay, and I think she should have done the same thing.
All right, we'll take one more call. Is it Alina? Elena?
It's Alana.
Alana.
Hey, Alana.
That was kind of close. Alana is 21 and feels Lindsay's pain, but thinks she can talk right to her. So, Lindsay, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I am.
All right, Lindsay, Elena, Alana, Alana.
Alana.
Lindsay.
Alana.
Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, Lindsay, I'm 21. I actually go to UJ, too. I was in Panama City, too. I completely feel your pain. My mom calls me about 3 or 4 times a day. Actually, on the way down to Panama City, she probably called me four times just to see where I was, just going crazy. So I completely fear pain about the overbearing mother. But with all, like, the drama and stuff going on in the news, kids being abducted and stuff like that, I really think that it would have been more respectful and shown more of you being an adult to your mother if you would have called and told her, hey, Mom, I'm going to Panama City. I'm going to be with my real close friends from school. Like, please respect my space and give me some time to be with my friends.
Hey, but yeah, that should have been, like, the phone call just on the drive down there, so then you didn't have to be interviewed in, like, the interview process with your friends. But yeah, I agree with a quick phone call, but, I mean...
Well, I just think you just meddling.
There's no quick phone call from home, you know?
It doesn't sound that way.
She would have driven down to Panama City to make sure that, you know, where I was staying wasn't, you know, was up to her idea of where I should be staying.
Yeah, I'm a little...
And she would have come to school and, like, packed me up, you know, mm-hmm. and probably, like, stowed away in the trunk of the car. You know, she just does, there's no trust there.
I've known moms and like this.
So,
I
mm-hmm. I know, I hear what people are saying, but my mom just gets so crazy that, you know, there's just no reasoning with her. And she just, you know, she wants to be there every second. She wants to know everything, what's going on.
We get it.
And where I am.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, I just think that eventually you and Claire are going to have to, I don't know, set some boundaries eventually, because just because mm-hmm. you graduate from college, like in my experience with my friends that I've known, mm-hmm. it doesn't end because you graduated college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you're going to be expected to make phone calls every single day and blah, blah, blah.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.